The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Of the Tucson Police Department, he's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Starting the weekend off right. Donald, the documents into the raid at Mar-a-Lago have been unsealed. I read the little 7-page document, and I am utterly disappointed and convinced that this is the actuality of politicizing a federal bureau. Nobody can tell me anything different. You have a former president. I would argue that presidents should have certain concessions that other people don't have, especially if they're cooperating. 2 months ago, they came and they wanted documents. They took certain documents from President Donald Trump. He was cooperative. He's not going to flee. It's not like he's a flight risk. It's not like he's at risk from them. They need an exigency to go in and execute the warrant fast enough so he won't destroy evidence. They got all of this material from a supposed vault or I don't know what he called it, like a safe, a vault where he had security and locks on it. When they went and got the information voluntarily the first time, they told him to beef up the security and put more locks on it. And then all of a sudden they get this warrant to go out and execute a raid on his personal home to get more of the same documents that they could have asked for and they could have gotten at the beginning. Why did they need to raid Donald Trump's home if he was cooperative? You cannot tell me that this makes any sense to anybody with any common sense. We never do a raid on somebody that's cooperative. We never. There's no point. Because what happens is you put people's lives in danger. If, as a former police officer, if we had a guy who was cooperating with police, let's just say we came out, he had evidence of a certain crime, he's cooperating in an investigation, and we say, look, this guy's listening, he's whatever, we're just going to call him up and say, hey, we need more documentation. We need more of XYZ, the things in which you may not have given to us, we need a little more items because we believe there's more there. If he then goes on to refuse, he becomes combative, he stops cooperating, then I can understand why you would raid his house. This is a witch hunt. There ain't no two ways about it. This is the government using federal power to go after a political enemy. This is the exact concern that we have had from the very beginning of time when you are speaking about big government. The bigger they get, the more corrupt they get. And I'm not saying FBI agents individually are corrupt. 99% of what they do is probably doing things that are better in our country. But there's a leadership issue. The leadership decides to weaponize the FBI to go after certain people. Could they have gotten a warrant to do what they've done? Yeah, a judge signed it. I'm assuming that a judge is acting in good faith. If he's not, he's going to go to jail. If anything on that warrant was disingenuous, the people are going to go to jail, just like they did in Breonna Taylor case. And that's another story I need to talk about. But could they have gotten it? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we can get warrants on all types of people. But we don't. Do you know why we don't do that? Because it's what we call unnecessary. They're going to fly in FBI agents and all these people from all around the country. And maybe they didn't have to fly them in. They coming all throughout the country to go and raid a man's house when he was cooperating. It's a hit job, man. I read the actual warrant. Now, on the warrant, I didn't see anywhere where there was an explicit, what we consider to be an affidavit of service, meaning that they explain vividly and convincingly why they believe that it's necessary to do what they are doing. And you know, what's very weird to me is that how in the fudge did they not do this to Hillary Clinton? I'm perplexed. When I'm reading the things that's in the documentation, we can go down to the items, the property to be seized. It says all physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, or fruits of a crime, or other items illegally possessed in violation of this particular code, including the following: any physical documents with classification markings, along with any other container, boxes, including any other contents in which such documents are located, as well as any other container boxes that are collectively stored or found together with the aforementioned documents in the box. Information including communication in any form regarding the retrieval, storage, or transmission of any national defense information or classified material. I want to cuss. I want to cuss and say every cuss word in the book, but I can't do it on air, and I'm trying to be a good Christian. How did Hillary Clinton have all of this information on a server in her house? And the FBI knew it, the DOJ knew it, and they gave her a chance to turn it over, and she deleted it with bleach bit. She wiped her computer after the subpoena. After, not before, but after. She wiped her computer. And then she took her devices and she beat them with hammers to destroy evidence. They didn't raid her house not one time. Donald Trump claims, and I'm compelled to believe him, that he claims that all the material that they took, because some of the documents here, when you look at description items, so when you conduct the warrant, for the people that can't see what I'm talking about, when a warrant is conducted, you have to leave a receipt, right, with the property in which you conducted the warrant at. You have to leave a receipt of the service of the warrant and then also the property that was taken. So on that property collection sheet, they have certain items here. And it says one of the items, item number one, says executive grant of clemency for Roger Stone. President, it says information regarding President of France. Then this other, it says a bunch of stuff that says boxes or whatever. Then it says various classified TS and SCI documents. Then it talks about photos, handwritten letters or handwritten notes, miscellaneous secret documents, miscellaneous top secret documents. Number 13A, miscellaneous top secret documents. 14A is confidential documents, miscellaneous confidential documents. And you go down the list, there's a few of them. President Trump has come out in a very, I would say, reasonable manner. I bet he's very angry. And he's disputed the fact that these documents are actually classified. Donald Trump has made mention that he has declassified everything that you see on his list that they're saying are classified or top secret. He declassified before he put it in a vault in his house. Some people may say, oh, this is crazy or whatever. Obama had millions of documents, 30-something million documents of his presidency and other things that he was supposed to put in a library in Chicago. Now, according to the National, I want to say reserve, but that's not the word. The National, I cannot think of the name of the word. Archive, that's the word. According to the National Archive, Obama don't have control over all of that stuff. At one point he did, but he doesn't have control over it. It supposedly is controlled by the National Archive there in Chicago, Illinois, based on it's like documents that he wants for his presidency. But they're claiming that Donald Trump have these documents. If Donald Trump has documents that he's privy to, he has access to, he declassified, what are they even doing? It's a witch hunt. If you look at the affidavit or you look at the document, they are requesting to pretty much roam just about everywhere in the premises. I got a 1 minute left. So I say the premises at the location of XYZ. And it says that as a resort, they describe it. It has 58 rooms, 33 bathrooms. Then it go on the location of interest. The search is 45 office, which I'm assuming is the president 45, his office. It says all storage rooms and all other rooms and areas within the premise used or available to be used by the former president of the United States and his staff, in which boxes, documents could be stored, including all structures and buildings on the estate. That's everywhere. They can look anywhere. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, investor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet sets is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen sizes are regularly priced at $89.98, but now they're only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and also a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There are a limited supply, so make sure that you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for your exclusive offer on the Percale sheets. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Arsenal Tatum Show. As we head into the weekend, I want to give you guys an inspirational update on our Food for the Poor campaign. After less than 2 weeks with the generous donations of men and women just like you, we're closing in on our initial goal. And with that combined effort of myself and my other Salem colleagues, we are helping feed many, many children who are refugees from the war in Ukraine. So all you have to do is just go to theofficertatum.com and click on the Help Ukraine banner to make your tax-deductible gift of any amount. Mark Cray is executive director of the relief organization Feed My Starving Children, one of the ministry partners on the ground in Ukraine distributing the actual food to the children that we're speaking about. On a Zoom call, he wanted to share his thanks to my audience.
I want to really, really thank Food for the Poor. What they've done, we know them, and for their donors, for their supporters, our relationship goes back a long, long way. They are our number one partner, truly. We're now going to be able to feed more kids in Ukraine. Millions of children, because of what Food for the Poor did, millions are going to be fed.
And I want us to keep this momentum going. You know, so I feel like I'm in a football game. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the momentum. For the people who gave, I appreciate you. And for the people who are thinking about giving, give a tax-deductible donation of any amount. So all you have to do is go to theofficertatum.com. You click on the Help Ukraine banner. Your one-time gift in any amount will truly, truly bless a hungry child. Theofficertatum.com, or you can call the number to give your gift, 855-918-4743. That's 855-918-HOPE to help my friends over at Food for the Poor. Let's get back to the Donald Trump situation. It's been 3 days we've been talking about Donald Trump, and I think that I want people to realize this is historic. This is unprecedented territory. And you know what we need to do? And I'm going to get to my caller here in a minute, Robert, so just hold on. You know what we need to do? Is that I don't want to hear Republicans saying a freaking thing about, oh, you know, this is not precedent. We set the screw these people. When we take it over House and Senate, we need to investigate. We need to raid every single Democrat. I know for a fact that there's several Democrats that are doing dirt. Hunter Biden's house need to be raided. We need to raid the current presidents location. We need to raid everybody when we take control of the House and Senate. No, the kid gloves are going off. Hillary Clinton needs to be prosecuted. We need to follow up. What y'all waiting on? All those FBI agents that were doing stuff that was that wasn't kosher when it came to Donald Trump, texting each other, conspiring against the current president of the United States of America. We should be coming after them full force. Robert from, I think it's, where are you at? Delaware? From Wilmington. Yes, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum. I want to let you know why I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up because I voted for George Bush, okay? And he's not even standing up saying, look, we are part of an exclusive club here. They should not be raiding a former president or any president's home. I thought that was an exclusive club. And I know Bush travels around with Clinton now, and he's traveled around with Obama. But why hasn't he at least stood up for his party to say, this is unacceptable, period? But he's toying the line with those Democrat presidents, and they're sitting there laughing and poking President Trump. That's why I'm fired up as well.
Hey, man, Robert, I really appreciate you calling in and saying that. You know, I feel what you're saying. Like my blood pressure has to be going up right now. Why are these people such cowards? Bush, it don't take you 30 seconds to say, I don't care about the man, but this is wrong. You don't raid a president. Donald Trump, I don't give a flying flip what you think about Trump. He's still a president. His face is still going to go up there. He's a president. He deserves to have at least some privilege to the fact in which you should be cordial with the man. He already acquiesced to your grand jury, what they call it? I wouldn't say affidavit. They had items that they wanted. The grand jury gave them permission to do it. He said, okay, come on into Mar-a-Lago and take what you need. They took tons of boxes out. Then they had the nerve to give him some advice to beef up the security and get better locks for the vault in which they went and breached. You know, you can't make this stuff up. You cowards. Every single person that's trying to lay halfway in the bed with the Democrats, you are a flat-out coward. I have zero respect for you. I will never vote for you. You are a sorry son of a gun. I can't stand them. I want nothing to do with them. I want nothing to do with Congress members. I want nothing to do with former presidents. I want nothing to do with just regular, everyday folks who are toeing the line. It's not the time to toe the line. You pick the side that you're on and you start swinging. We are in a fight, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a practice. This is not a walkthrough. We're in a full-fledged fight for our country. And if you don't start swinging, you're going to get knocked out. And if you ain't trying to swing, then you need to get out the fight. Go sit over there on the sideline because you're going to get us hurt. It's time to fight. The kid gloves are off. We're not fighting with gloves. We're fighting bare knuckles. How we don't get that at this point? I have people that I know are conservatives. Oh, we need to beat them in a minute. And we ain't going to get Democrats. Screw these Democrats. We don't need you. If you're not, forget Democrat, Republican. I don't nobody care about that. If you are not a wise enough human being to understand the condition of our country and where it's headed, we don't want you. We don't need to. I'm not kissing your butt for you to vote for the best interest of our country. I'm not kissing your rear end. It's not happening. I'm sick of these people. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to compromise on my faith so I can try to convince you to be on my side. You don't. That's between you and God. I'm not finna. Let me say this. I'm trying not to lose my mind. The same weak, feckless men are the ones that got Christianity the way it is and got our country the way it is. I remember we used to hold up a standard in Christianity. Now they want to be like the world. Oh, well, let us make the music like they do, because then they'll want to come to the church, and then now they are the church. Now the church look like them. You're supposed to be ye transformed. You are not of the world. But now the church is the world. You don't compromise to get people in. You don't lie to people to get them to a point. You tell them the truth, and the truth will set them free. The problem is they don't want to be free. And that's on them, not you. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year, and you all have blessed MyPillow and made it an amazing company, the amazing company that we know it to be today. And Mike Lindell wants to give back. The Percale bed sheets are incredible. We have the sheets on our bed, and my wife says, she just told me last night, that they get softer the more you use them. The more you wash them, they get better over time. It's like wine. The pillows are amazing. The shoes are amazing. And for the price, you can't beat the quality for the price. And so right now, the Percale sheets are on sale, and they come in a variety of colors and sizes. And let me give you an example. The queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but now if you use the code that I'm about to give you, you'll get it for $39.98. They're breathable. They're cool. They have a crisp feel to the end. And they have a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. I do not want you guys to miss out on this opportunity. I literally talk about this sale every single time I'm on the radio. Take advantage of it, because when it's gone, it's gone. Go to MyPillow.com, put in the discount code Brandon, or you can call in 800 or 1-800. 976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon, to take advantage of this deal. All right, let's get back to the subject at hand. When people disagree with me, I like to have them on the radio because I love to hear a different side. So let me bring in Chris from Oakland, California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you for taking my call. A little while ago, you made allusion to people something dilute a fact of aligning with the Democrats being cowards. Does that extend to the voters as well?
I think you got to explain that. I mean, what I'm saying is that anybody that's acquiescing to Democrats and kowtowing to the Democrats to try to meet them in the middle at this point in the game, I think is cowardice.
Acquiescing. So you're talking about people on your side of the aisle.
Yeah, any side of the aisle, Democrats, Republicans, anybody who's trying to meet people in the middle, I think is being cowardice at this point in the game.
Meeting in the middle. Are you characterizing Democrats in general as cowards? I guess that's the question.
No, let me just explain this. I think that, maybe some people are confused. I'm talking about leadership. I'm not saying every single Democrat ever that is registered Democrat is a coward. I'm talking about the leadership. I'm talking about the things that they're pushing, the bills that they're passing, what they're doing in this investigation into Donald Trump and all of the things that they've done. Leadership in the Republican Party specifically, if the ones who are acquiescing, the ones who are trying to meet them in the middle, they're getting dogged out. And also extends to the voters. If you are a Republican voter, why are you trying to meet them in the middle on any of these things? Because they don't want to meet us in the middle. They want to take what they can and then ram us into the ground, just like they're doing with Liz Cheney. They love Liz Cheney. They want you to vote for Liz Cheney because she's a useful idiot for the Democrat Party. After that, they're going to throw her under the bus.
Well, first of all, I feel like as a voter, I can speak for the Democratic Party. We don't love Liz Cheney. I wouldn't vote for her.
Are you a Democrat or Republican? I'm confused. Are you a Democrat or Republican? Are you a Democrat or Republican?
I said as a member of the Democratic Party, not the Democrat Party, we don't love Liz Cheney. But we do respect her for standing up for the Constitution and the rule of law. But I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay, who are you going to vote for in 2024, president? Did you fall asleep? Or? Well, just say if it's Donald Trump, and Joe Biden.
I vote for the person who I don't consider to be a traitor to this nation. I would vote for President Biden.
So you're not, you don't care about policies. You care about what?
You don't care about policies? I do actually care about policies quite a bit.
Well, whose policies better? Donald Trump's policies or Joe Biden's policies?
Donald Trump's policy, one of them, if I can speak to one specifically, was to ignore a pandemic, say it would magically go away, and it killed a million people in this country.
That's not a policy. You're trying to quote what he said. What is his policy? Did you get vaccinated, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Operation Warp Speed, initiated by President Donald Trump, that got the vaccine out there. You are a product of Donald Trump having a vaccine formulated. Do you agree to that?
A product of him being part facilitated the vaccine, the mass, the major portion of the distribution happened in the next administration. I will tell you.
Yeah, because he wasn't the president anymore. That's why. I gotta go, Chris. I gotta get this. Tell you guys about Relief Factor real quick. So, if you're looking for a product that's 100% drug free, that works, that's consistent, you want to support an organization that's looking out for you and standing up for American values, then you want to go with Relief Factor. I take Relief Factor every single day. I may have to take more than what I'm taking now because I was riding that bike the other day and I feel like I threw my back out. However, Relief Factor is the only supplement that I'll take to relieve the pain in my back, relieve inflammation, and all of the above. If you want to be a part of, you want to get started with a three-week quick starter, all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. I want you guys to feel the difference with Relief Factor.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Website, theofficertatum.com is what I tell you guys. Go to Help Ukraine banner at the top. Uncle Tom is at the top of the. If you want any of this stuff or any merch that you see me wearing, you go to theofficertatum.com. You can see it, find it. If you want to communicate, reach out to me. You know, we'll try to get back to your emails as soon as we can. All of that is on theofficertatum.com. I want to tell you guys about Uncle Tom number two. This movie is off the chain. If you are looking for a movie that unveils the Marxist strategies that is almost impossible to explain to somebody, if you want to see a movie that's produced well and that puts that into context and show how Marxist theology is trying to destroy capitalism, and most importantly, they're trying to replace God with the government, and how that works in the inner city communities, in the black community with black conservatives, you need to see Uncle Tom 2. It's available right now for pre-order on salemnow.com. Salemnow.com. Go there, and while you're waiting, you can go on to uncletom.com and actually watch the Uncle Tom 1, the original. You can take a look at it. I'm in the documentary. It's a beautiful documentary. I guarantee you're going to cry at least once or twice in that documentary. And Uncle Tom 2, it's going to make you think. So go to salemnow.com, pre-order it. Let me get back to the subject at hand. It looks like we got a storm coming through here. I hope we don't lose the power. I got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me get Brian in from Sacramento.
Hello, Officer Tatum. Thanks for taking my call. Can you eradicate racism by using racism? CRT, critical racial theory, is racism. Your last caller, if you ask them what CRT is, you probably don't know what it is. And our Attorney General, Merrick Garland's son-in-law, is distributing all that to all our schools. He needs to wake up. There is no Democratic Party. This is the Marxist Communist Party, yes. The Marxist Communist agenda. There is no, I was a Democrat. I was dumb because I thought there was a Democrat before, but no. And George Bush is behind all this because he's needing money. They're giving him money. But I agree with you. I used to box quite a bit. I still box in my garage. A boxer don't just stand there and get hit over and over. You got to take punches legally. We got to have Attorney General Eric Schmidt send those sheriffs to some of these senators, Democrats home, that passing this damn bill and have them kick some of their doors in and then go through their stuff like they're doing through us. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Our focus, though, Officer Tatum, should be like Mike Landell's focus and Douglas Frank. He's working with Douglas Frank hand in hand. They're cheating. Nancy Pelosi's big mouth is coming out and bragging that she's not going to even lose the House. We can't focus. We have to focus on our election. They're cheating massively. So we can't lose focus. And we can't get angry. We can't go do stupid stuff. I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much.
Brian, thanks so much for calling in. I couldn't agree more. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we get to this point in the game, we have to come back and say, what is our strategy moving forward, right? When you're in a game and you say, we got to get a first down, right? We got to get a first down. What play are we going to run? We can't just guess and hope that somehow we're going to get a first down. We got to run the play. And there's a path to the first down, right? And so when you look at what we're doing in politics now, we have to say our vote in the general is a first down attempt. We have to vote. We have to vote these Democrats out of there. Once we get into a certain position, then we can see success. If we do not utilize our strategy and what we have in our possession now, because we can't impeach Trump on his own. I mean, not Trump. We can't impeach Biden on our own. We have to get the people in place to do it. We have to have a strategy. And so, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me if I'm a little distracted. There is literally a storm coming down. It looks like they're going to blow the trees down on top of our house. So, I mean, sheets of rain is coming down here in Arizona. It's kind of scary. Anyway, let me get a couple more callers in, and then we're going to proceed. Chris from Seattle, Washington, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. Chris, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum. Love the show. I miss Larry Elder, but you're doing a fantastic job. Real quick, I just wanted to say that guy that previously called Democrat, he tried to claim to you that the party is called the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it's not.
I love
it's
to
not.
Point this He's out. A, it is not called nuts. That. It is a Democrat Party, and he is a Democrat, not a Democratic. And
right.
Just to think of that party being very Democratic right now is ridiculous. So I just wanted to say that, and you're doing a great job. Thanks, man.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you so much. Yeah. And sometimes I let people say stuff because I'm like, what are you even talking about? It's called the Democrat Party. You are a Democrat. You know, it's not the Democratic Party. You're a Democratic. That's not how it is. And Democrat and Democratic is not the same thing. You know, and the Democrats are not acting Democratic at this point in no way, form, or fashion. And we should know that. You know, it's funny how, you know, you talk to a Democrat and you say, who you voting for? Because they know Biden ain't worth a dime. And then you say, well, why don't you vote for Trump? Because his feet stinks. That's why I won't vote for Trump. You know, like, you have some real reasons why you wouldn't vote for Trump? Are you serious? I get sick of men. I get sick of men piping up and saying that stuff. Dude, you sound so soft. Talking about, I don't like the way he sounds sometimes. He don't want to be a real leader. You sound soft. Quit being soft all the time. Ain't nobody care about your feelings. How are we going to change this country? How are we going to stand up for what's right? Joe Biden ain't got the juice. None of these Democrats got the juice. They want nothing but power and big government. They're not doing nothing for you. Look at your bank account. Look at your 401k. Look at the gas prices. Look at inflation. This is not done through osmosis, ladies and gentlemen. It's poor decision-making. These are Marxist socialists. They don't want nothing to do with capitalism. And people are still blind to the facts. And again, let me add this. Right now, we know that we're being squeezed by businesses trying to offset increased costs because of these liberal lunatics. It's a mess. It's out of control. We all know it. But that's one of the reasons why I love PureTalk. I call them my wireless company. PureTalk drew the line in the sand and said it's time to stop screwing over the American public. And when you sign up for PureTalk this month, you're going to get a deal like never before. You're going to get 1 month free. Lock in talk, text, and data with America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month. Plus, you'll get 1 month free when you sign up or switch today. Just dial #250 and say Brandon Tatum for this special offer. When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing a company, or you're choosing to support American jobs, and you're choosing a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran. Pure Talk has a no-risk money-back guarantee, so dial #250 and say Brandon Tatum and get the hookup.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Y'all want to hear something real funny? It's not funny, it's actually stupid. In New York, they've now changed inmate to incarcerated persons. Let me read to you why they changed the definition of a person in jail from inmate to incarcerated persons. It says that the change signed into law Monday by Governor Kathy Hochul. How do y'all vote for these fools? Are intended to reduce the stigma of being in jail. Prison reform advocates have said that the term inmate has had a dehumanizing effect. Prisoners say it can feel degrading when jail guards refer to them as inmates, especially in front of their families during in-person visits. Well, how about your ashy butt don't go to jail? What are we talking about? What are we even talking about? You're in jail, fool. They're going to be nice to you? Oh, don't call them inmate. That could be demoralizing. Committing crimes should be demoralizing to you or dehumanizing. You're committing crimes. Committing most reasonable crimes don't normally put you in jail, where you're doing jail time and you refer to as an inmate getting visitation. If you got to get visitation in prison, you done a serious crime. You doing dirt, homie. I'm sick of these weak, wimpish people. I don't care what we call you. You're in jail. If you want to get treated with dignity and you want to be humanized, don't go to jail. It's really that simple. And I said, I got family members in jail. This ain't just me running my mouth. I don't care what you call them in jail. You shouldn't be in jail. When you get out of jail, nobody gonna call you an inmate. That's the beauty of not committing crimes. I got family members shooting people. I love you, but if you didn't shot some people, I'm not crying about them calling you an inmate. All right. I got callers calling in. Woo, this Friday is spicy, man. It's just my brain. I wish I could unsee this stuff, right? Don't sometimes you wish you can live in bliss? Like, I can live and I never looked into politics because I can't unsee this stuff. Our country is being ripped apart from the middle. And I can see it as clear as the noonday sun. I see what they're trying to do. I can't unsee it. I see that our government is untrustworthy and that government officials that we once held at a high stature will now use the FBI against their political enemies. You can go out and put servers in your house and not go to jail. And you can conspire against a sitting president trying to create a coup within the FBI and you not even get in trouble. You could be Jeffrey Epstein with Pedophile Island and all of a sudden 30 years later they catch you and then nobody else is brought to justice. They could play every trial, the Parkland shooting. They could put the trial, listen to the testimony of the kids, but they won't tell you nothing happened in Pedophile Island. With Mr. I didn't kill myself. Let me get you guys on here. Let's start with Gail from North Carolina. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi there, Officer Tatum. Harry, I'm so glad to talk to you. I am like you. I am beside myself. There is a political commercial that I heard. I heard it on the radio. It was Lynn Cheney and her father, Dick Cheney. And in this commercial, she said, I'll do anything to keep Trump from it was either running or being president again, and a few other comments. I don't recall those. Then her charming father said, I support my charming, lovely daughter, Lynn Cheney, and I will do anything to stop Trump from running again or being president again. Now, I've thought that, and I heard that, and I thought, isn't that a death threat? Anything? You'll do anything? I mean, it means anything. If you said that about a Democrat, the FBI would be on your doorstep in a flash. If you said that about some Democrat, they'd be screaming like a stuck pig, and they'd have you arrested for threatening their lives. So where is the outrage about this Lynn Cheney supposed Republican and her charming father? Where is the outrage? I don't hear anybody say peep about it.
Gail, I agree with you 1,000%. Thanks for calling in. I want to play that clip so people can hear what Gail is talking about. Are we ready to roll the clip?
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm tired of listening to this old haggard. You know, it's funny because the Democrats got online. I saw a clip of it. They were on some Tonight Show or whatever. And they just completely destroyed the legacy of Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney. They said they hate them, that they're all enemies of the country. However, they're still standing up against Trump. Let me tell y'all something for everybody that's listening. Don't fall for it. These Democrats don't like you. They don't like you. They hate you. And you know what? If you're doing something that benefits them, they will caress the back of your head until they're done. And then you are back to being the same old snobby, evil person that's a threat to democracy. Shut the front door. Dick Cheney, go sit down somewhere. You are a coward with no spine. Donald Trump. Every time I hear a man say this, I just want you to know how I feel about you. You are a coward. You are what we call a weenie. You are soft. You are whack. I have zero respect for you. Any man that said, oh, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. That man changed our country for the better. And all of you jab and triple jabbers, he Operation Warp Speed gave you the opportunity to get jabbed up. He did it. Donald Trump has done everything he can to bless this country. And you talking about he's a threat to society because they cheated the election. What man can live with himself at night knowing that he a punk? He a coward. What man knowing that you don't like Trump because your feelings? Not because you have any legitimate reason not to like Trump. It's because your feelings are hurt. You looking at another man and you jealous of him. You wish that you were the president. You wish that you had fame. You wish people would want to come see you speak. And you a grown man and you mad at Trump because you wish you were Trump. You wish you had the charisma. You wish you had people lining up to come to your rally. Anyway, I'm gonna let y'all go. Thank you, Gail. Mario from Camden, New Jersey, welcome to the Off Stadium Show. Mario, welcome to the Off Stadium Show. Give him the count.
1, 2, 3 strikes you out.
All right, Donald from Georgia, welcome to the Off Stadium Show.
Mario, he gone. He went down for camp. Brian, look, because there is no Democrat Party anymore. They're communists. Communists have taken over our Democratic Party. There is an American Republican Conservative Party, and there's about 40% of them, because you know it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 1,000%. Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, that's all I want to say. Most of the radio talk shows, they don't never call them what they are. Call them what they are. They're communists, baby. That's it, cuz.
Yes. Donald, thanks so much for calling in. I got 1 minute left. I think that Donald got a great point. Why are we even calling them Democrats anymore? They're the Communist Party. The Communist Party of America. That's what we need to call them. We need to stop calling. The thing is that we need to start using words against them too. They're not Democrat. They're communists. They're not. They're racist. We need to call them everything that they really are. Don't try to feel like you got to fit in a box. They're changing definitions. Let's change the definitions to accurately reflect who we are up against. Devils. They're communists. They hate America. That's what they are. And I'm not saying if you have a D or R next to your name. I'm saying if you are supporting policies that are in this direction versus the other direction. We know what you are, and we're going to call it how we see it. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Officer Tatum Show. As we head into the weekend, I want to give you an inspirational update on our Food for the Poor campaign. After less than only 2 weeks, with generous donations from men and women like you, we're closing in on our initial goal. And with the combined effort of my other Salem colleagues, we're helping feed many, many children who are refugees from the war in Ukraine. All you have to do is go to theofficertatum.com and click on the Help Ukraine banner to make your tax-deductible gift of any amount. Let me correct that. Tax. The Southern accent is coming out. Tax-deductible. Mark Crane is executive director of the relief organization Feed My Starving Children, one of the ministry partners on the ground in Ukraine distributing the actual food to children. On a Zoom call, he wanted to share his thanks to my audience.
I do want to really, really thank Food for the Poor. What they've done, we know them, and for their donors, for their supporters, our relationship goes back a long, long way. They are our number one partner, truly. We're now going to be able to feed more kids in Ukraine. Millions of children, because of what Food for the Poor did, millions are going to be fed.
And for those of you who have joined or you have plans to join, let's keep the momentum going. Let's help out people as God has called us to help. Go to theofficertatum.com, make your tax deductible donation by clicking the big old banner that says Help Ukraine. It's right on the top of my website. Your one-time gift of any amount will bless a child and make sure they have food to eat. theofficertatum.com, or you can call in to give your gift, 855-918-4743. That's 855-918-HOPE to help our friends at Food for the Poor. People calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Mario, I want to bring you back. Mario from Camden, New Jersey. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Officer Tatum, I wanted to implore to your listeners and anyone else that they may know is to keep their cool. You need to keep your cool. Do not do anything foolish like that fool that stopped by, was it an FBI office, and shot a nail gun at them, but he had an AR-15 with him. He's now dead. They're looking for this type of behavior so that they can further their throttling of this country. They're looking for people to overreact. And folks out there, don't think I don't know what you're feeling, because when I see that little snake, Merrick Garland, talking about justice and equal rights for everyone, you know you want to reach in that TV and grab him by the throat, but hold back. Vote. Vote these people out. They remind me of the little snakes that were doing Hitler's dirty work. You know, all those little weasels that were doing all of his dirty work. That's who these people are, except they don't have a Hitler. They have a fool for a president.
Right.
He's just glad to be president. He smiles his way through everything. Oh, here I am. I'm president. I promised myself that. He's such a... I can't even describe this man. He is such a grifting crook. They should be raided. Him, his son, Pelosi, they should all be raided. And by the way, let's get a DOJ in there that wants to do the right thing. Barr and Roberts, the Supreme Court justice, all fools. They could have stopped this a long time ago.
1,000%. I agree with you, Mario. Mario, thank you so much for the call. I love the sentiment of saying keep a cool head, right? We have to be calm and know there's a methodical approach to win. There's a methodical approach to victory. I want us to understand that. It's very clear. We're not going to impeach Biden tomorrow. But we have to vote in these midterms or in these primaries and in the general. We already voted in Arizona. I'm very proud of the people of Arizona voting for a Trumplican, voting for a Republican that stands on the values, the America First values that Trump was starting a long time ago in 2016. Carrie Lake won every single county here. We voted for her over the Rhino. We're sick of these people. Carrie Lake is not a politician. She won every single county over Karen Robeson. And Karen Robeson spent 18-1, just like Hillary spent almost $1 billion running against Trump and still took an L. Because money can't buy connections. When I say connections, I mean connecting with the people, going to their houses, meeting them where they are, traveling around the state. You can't just buy ads on television and think you're going to take a win. And the same thing has to occur with us. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have never volunteered to knock doors, today is your day. I don't care how many channels I get. I don't care how much syndicated radio I have. I'm going to go knock doors and make sure people are voting for Republicans. We need to win, and we need to win big. That's the next step to achieve a touchdown. We got 4th and 3, or whatever you want to call it. There is a path to win. And let me just, for the people that love the football, it's a path to win. We got our best player out there by himself, one-on-one, with the sorriest defensive back that I've ever seen in football. For some reason, his arrogance got him on our best wide receiver. We're going to go trips to one side and leave him on the backside by himself with this one wide receiver. We're going to roll the back out to occupy the linebacker, and we're just going to run it out. We're going to bring him in the hashes, run the out route. That dude can't cover him 3 yards. We're going to get the first down. There is a path to getting our first down that will lead to the touchdown. And that is turning out to vote, ladies and gentlemen. These candidates that they got are the sorry defensive back that for some reason is arrogant enough to line up and put his tennis shoes on and get routed. But we have to show up and we have to run the call. And we do that, we'll get a first down, and then we'll get a touchdown in 2024. Kevin from California, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Mr. Tatum, it's an honor to talk to you, and I've been driving all over the country this week, and I got to tell you, none of the radio hosts have explained or used the enthusiasm that you're using right now about going after the Democrats, and it's unbelievable that our Republican representatives in the House and the Senate are not stepping up to the plate and voicing what they're going to do and how they're going to defend our President Trump. It's unbelievable that we got all these people roll over and playing dead, but yet they're whispering sweet nothings in our ears to get our votes, to get back into office. I mean, if you want our votes, get up and do something. Protect this president that's done so much for this country. Protect this country by electing another president that has already shown that he can turn this country around. Why is it that we only hear from our Senate and our House representatives that want to get reelected when they want something from us? They're supposed to be public officials representing we, the public.
Amen. Amen. Kevin, I got to run the break. Love you, brother. I got to run a break. I love what you had to say. You're 100% correct. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, hold the phone. I'll be back.
This is The Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. As we head into the weekend, I want to give you an inspiring update on our Food for Poor campaign, or Food for the Poor campaign. After less than 2 weeks with generous donations from men and women just like you, we're closing in on our initial goal. And with combined efforts of my other Salem colleagues, we're helping feed many, many children who are refugees from the war in Ukraine. Just go to theofficertatum.com and click on the Help Ukraine banner to make your tax-deductible donation of any amount. Mark Cray is the executive director of the relief organization Feed My Starving Children, one of the ministry partners on the ground in Ukraine, distributing the actual food to children. On a Zoom call, he wanted to share his thanks with my audience.
I do want to really, really thank Food for the Poor. What they've done, we know them, and for their donors, for their supporters, our relationship goes back a long, long way. They are our number one partner, truly. We're now going to be able to feed more kids in Ukraine. Millions of children, because of what Food for the Poor did, millions are going to be fed.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to keep the momentum going. So right now, please go to theaustertatum.com and make a tax-deductible donation by clicking on the big Help Ukraine banner on the top of my website. Your one-time gift in any amount will bless a hungry child at theaustertatum.com. Or you can call in to make the gift, 855-918-4743. That's 855-918-HOPE to help my friends at Food for the Poor. I got a funny update, ladies and gentlemen. I was reading this article. My man Sean sent it to me. It says that Alex Jones InfoWars sees sales surge since Sandy Hook defamation trial. You talking about the biggest troll on planet Earth. I told people that this was going to happen because the left, I don't know what they're thinking. They literally were playing his videos in the court hearing, and they have the audacity to pump their chest and beat their chest and say, huh, look at him. Look at what he's saying about the judge. The judge is going to stick it to him. All this old crazy stuff. And you playing his content, and the people that have never heard of this guy is going to say, that's pretty interesting. I wonder how crazy this guy really is. According to this article from Breitbart, let me see, make sure it's Breitbart. No, New York Post. It's New York Post. According to the article, New York Post, it says attorneys from InfoWars' parent company, Free Speech Systems LLC, is on pace to record $800,000 in sales just this week alone. According to the filings to U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Houston, which was cited by the Wall Street Journal. It says Jones, who told his millions of listeners that Sandy Hook was a hoax, was ordered to pay a $49 million in damages to the parents of Jesse Lewis, the six-year-old boy who was amongst 20 students and six teachers massacred by the gunman in Newtown, Connecticut. Newtown, Connecticut. You know, let me just want to say this real quick, and then I want to talk about Breonna Taylor real quick. So it says the filing stated that InfoWars sold $962,000 worth of items in the week, which ended in July 29th. That's amongst $899,000 for the weekend of August the 5th. The company says that the bulk of the sales are nutritional supplements offered on the website. I need to get in the nutrition game. He sold $900,000 worth of nutritional supplements in 1 week. Y'all know how crazy that is? And then he said a month. I say, wow, that's a lot. That's doing $10 million a year. He did that in 1 week. Now, you know it's not going to keep up in perpetuity, but still, that's a lot of revenue for 1 week. I need some supplements. You know what I'm saying? But, I give a hat to Alex Jones because I bought his stuff because I like him. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much why I got some of his supplements. I got his toothpaste and some other stuff he had. Because I just support the guy. And, you know, he had BrainForce and some other cool stuff and CoQ10 and things that I would normally buy from somewhere else. I just buy them from Alex Jones because I like them. And they're supplements that are just as good as anywhere else. What they do is people private label these supplements. They get the supplements that you would normally buy from places already, and they private label them. Same supplements coming from the lucrative supplement company. And all he does is promote his supplements. He don't do any ads or anything. His own supplements, and he read them 40 times a show, and that dude is killing it. So I'm glad to see that he not just completely falling apart. You know, they took him off social media. If Alex Jones was on YouTube and TikTok, and he was a force to be reckoned with. He's still killing it, and he's not even on the major platforms. Anyway, let me bring a couple people in that are calling in. 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I'll bring a few of you guys in. Let me go with Al from Atlanta. Georgia. Welcome to the Al Statham Show.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Al. How you doing?
I think I'll live. In light of recent events here in Atlanta, a young lady died after falling out of a police cruiser. I think it's about time for all police forces to upgrade both their techniques, their strategies, and their weaponry for handling different domestic and legal problems. One thing I think could help is for them to reestablish the door jar alarm on the rear doors of all police cruisers. Even back in the 90s when they first came out, they were annoying, but they reminded you that it warned you when a door was ajar. There's no excuse for a police moving in a car transporting someone if the back door is open or has been forced open. That's one thing they should have learned. Also, handcuffs should have alarms on them because criminals regularly find cuff keys. They just hide it in the back belt. You know the police are going to handcuff and put their hands behind the back. They just reach into the belt and unlock it. If you had an alarm on there that rings whenever someone unlocks the cuff, it could save the life of the officer transferring the prisoner. And there are several other things I came up with that police should be interested in or would be nice, but I just wanted to run it by you, see if it's feasible, if you think it's feasible.
Yeah, Al, thank you for calling in. I think that, I got to look into the situation where the young lady fell out of a patrol car. Just being a police officer, that seems to be nearly impossible. I mean, I got to look into that. I mean, that must have been either total negligence from the police officer, or that girl must have, you know, looped her handcuffs, got her hands in the front, opened the door, and fell out of the car. And if that's the case, that's what she get. And she got everything that was coming to her trying to jump out of the moving police car. I'm going to look into it during the break, Al, and I'll finish the conversation about what you said. Hold the phone. I'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year, and you are all invited to join the rest of America in this exclusive deal, thanks to Mike Lindell for MyPillow. The Percare bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. The queen size sheet is regularly priced at $89.98, but is now only $39.98, which our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percare sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so order now. 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and put in discount code Brandon Tatum. Or put in discount code Brandon, I'm sorry. All right, I wanted to touch on the story that the gentleman was speaking to me about earlier, Al, about the young lady that fell out of the car. I feel like I need to do a little more research, but I want to say that's what she get. It's in the first place. You ain't gotta resist arrest. I don't care who you are, what you've done. You ain't gotta do it. You just ain't gotta do it. Just take your ashy butt to jail. And if you don't like it, go to court. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of them talking about FBI Bureau investigations have to investigate this crime. What crime? She's stupid. She was resisting arrest. She probably didn't try to jump out the car. Okay. I'm sick of these people. Y'all, it's about to be the weekend. Thank God, because, you know, I'm to the brim with these stupid people. I'm to the brim. And I'm looking at these body-worn cameras and the footage. And let's see. I'm going to try to read through this article real quick, because I looked at the body-worn camera. And let me see. It says the GBI, we know their infamous GBI, is the one that got Ahmaud Arbery and the McMichaels. And I feel like the McMichaels should not be in prison right now. I wanted to bring on a lawyer to talk about it. And so if people want to help them, we sent them a few books. We've written to the McMichaels in jail. We talked to the mama. I think they did them wrong. You know, I wish they could have done something different with that boy, Ahmaud Arbery. But listen, it's their community. He don't have a right to go robbing everybody and running through the community and trying to get away. They can conduct the citizen's arrest. They wouldn't have shot him if he wouldn't have fought the guy for the shotgun. Anyway, let me get off of that. It says GBI released the video 2 days after it concluded that Breonna Greer fell from the passenger side door of the Hancock County Sheriff's Deputy's patrol vehicle after the door was not closed. It says Greer, 28-year-old, died of her injuries on July the 21st after being in a coma for several days following the encounter with Sheriff's Deputy that began at her family home. Obviously, she was out there cutting up and resisting arrest. Oh, now they want to say who has diagnosed with schizophrenia was having a mental crisis. Let me see if I can. Oh, Benjamin Crump, sorry. He, you know he in it. Family members and their attorney, civil rights lawyer, Benjamin Crump, has demanded answers. The answer is she's stupid. That's the answer. She shouldn't have been fighting the police. And how do you fall out of a car unless you, let me just say this. Let me retract, because I don't want to get too crazy with these people. Did he put her in the seatbelt is the question. If he put her in the seatbelt, it don't matter if the door opened or not. And then I'm looking at this video, and it looks like they're not even showing the full context. But I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'll be back after the break. Hold the phone.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Break yourself, boo.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God it is the weekend coming soon. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. These technical difficulties is literally driving me insane. But I want to tell you about Relief Factor. If you want a solution to your aches and pains and inflammation, give Relief Factor a try. Reputable company, over 500,000 people who are taking Relief Factor. And when you have that many people taking Relief Factor, that means it works. Does it work for every single person on planet Earth? I don't know. I'll leave that up to God to determine that, or whoever wants to be a part of it to determine that. However, I think it's going to work for you. So you can get started today. 3-week quick starter, $19.95, very reasonable price. All you have to do is go to relieffactor.com. relieffactor.com, or you can call in 800-4-RELIEF. I want you guys to feel the difference with Relief Factor. Let's continue this conversation. I've had a caller that want to call in, say he knew my great uncle Jack Tatum. I think we'll have Mike in. Mike, welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
How you doing?
I'm doing
well.
I've
been listening to your show for months, and it just occurred to me that there's just something about you and the way you talk. So I dug into it and found out that you are Jack Tatum's. Are you his grandnephew or his nephew?
Jack, we were trying to reach out, and then he died. So we didn't get a chance to talk to him or really make that connection. But growing up, and not always growing up, but when we started playing football, it was rumored that Jack was our great uncle. All right, Mike, I'm sorry. Did you hear anything I said?
No, not a word. But that's okay. It might be on my end as well. It's windy up here. I'm in Northern California.
We had a crazy storm just came through here, and it's all crazy.
I was just listening to you over the last couple of months, and I just on a whim checked it out. Found out that you're Jack Tatum's grandnephew or nephew?
Well, it's not official. You know, it's been rumored that Jack Tatum is our great uncle.
Okay.
We were supposed to meet him. And so it's always been down the line. Me and my brother were both All-American football players, top player in the nation. I'll play safety. My brother played corner and safety.
Wow.
And so it was kind of like a family rumor that we were all related, but we haven't necessarily verified that Jack is our great uncle. You know, it's been rumored, especially in our football career, everybody was making the connection. We were trying to meet Jack and talk to him and you know, have an opportunity to assure that we are actually blood relatives, but we didn't get a chance to talk to him and get him, you know, get the family together because he had died before we had a chance to do that. But
Yeah, it's too bad. Well, I knew him pretty well because we used to do the Raiders spring training stuff up here in Northern California. My dad and I owned a commercial laundry, so we did all the uniforms and stuff like that. And I got to know him actually pretty well. He was a very easy guy to approach. I mean, I met John Matuszak, and he's like the biggest human I've ever seen in my life. And then I talked to Lyle Alzado. He had arteries on his neck the size of a garden hose, and the guy was crazy. He walked out of the locker room once and tore a folding chair in half. And so I was scared of him. But when I met Jack Tatum, first of all, he's really mild-mannered and somewhat quiet. But he was dangerous, and you could tell by looking at him. I mean, yeah. He was the most vicious hitter, I think, that ever played that position, if not the entire game. He went to school at Ohio State, and I was a fan of his then, even though I lived in Michigan. I should have been a fan of the Michigan team, but there's just something about Jack Tatum that really caught my imagination. But I'm pretty sure somehow you find out if you tried to do a genealogy, if you go back to great-nephew, great-uncle,
It's rumored that he's somehow like a great uncle of ours. You know, we just started putting together our family tree, and I'm sure he's related. There's not many Tatums, you know, in the United States of America, and just so happened, you know, Jack looks like a lot of my great uncles. You know, so he's not related to my father's dad, but he could be related somewhere in that line. He looks just like my grandfather. And they all are dark skinned, look exactly like Jack, and but you know it's interesting. I would imagine that we're probably more related, but you know I wonder if we're related to Jason Tatum, because Jason Tatum is a pretty good athlete as well, and there's a side of my family that a lot of us look like Jason Tatum. So I think that a lot we may be connected. You know, that's one of the missing links that I really want to find out in my life. It's been rumored that we were, but it hasn't been official. Where we have, you know, the birth certificates and stuff to say that, look, our family tree matches. But that'll be very interesting to prove.
Well, you've got enough athleticism in your family that it surely wouldn't be unusual if he was related to you. But I just wanted to pass that on. Of all the guys I talked to, Don Chandler was one of my favorites. He drove a Ferrari, which put him on a kind of a different level from everybody else. He was kind of a hot shot wide receiver. But Jack was just really, he was nice, but I don't know. You know, I saw him that famous play where they gave Earl Campbell the ball and Jack ran up field. They're like the 10th yard line, Houston Oilers. And there was a collision between those two that shook the whole stadium. And when it was over, Earl was laying on the ground. I think he retired not too long after that. And I don't know where your relative, Jack, who I assume he was, got it from. He was my size. I mean, he's 6 feet tall and 210. And I was 6 feet tall and 200, and the muscle was no way related to the way it was distributed. But, I mean, he was a terror and just a fantastic guy and a fantastic player. So you're awesome. Doubtless related, I would believe.
Yeah, I think that at some point we were. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. I'll tell you guys about Pure Talk. Right now, you're being squeezed by these businesses who are trying to offset the increased cost that have been brought on by these crazy leftist policies. And we all know a mess. And that's why I love Pure Talk. I call them my wireless company. Pure Talk drew the line in the sand and said, stop screwing over the American people. And we're going to give them benefits where we can and not try to screw them over. And if you sign up today with Pure Talk this month, probably the greatest deal that you can get, you'll get 1 month free. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month, plus the 1 month free when you switch today. Just dial #250 and say Brandon Tatum for this special offer. And when you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran. And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Switch to Pure Talk today, and you'll get 1 month free. Dial #250 and say Brandon Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to God Be the Glory. I'm glad that we are able to stay connected. Boy, this was a tumultuous, and it's been worse. Y'all should have seen the first day. My first day. Can you imagine? I got my studio at my house. The first day, we got guys running around plugging and unplugging stuff. I'm trying to go live on radio for the first time in my life. Or at least for the first time in my life doing a syndicated radio show all over the nation. You know how crazy that felt? I wanted to scream and throw my computer out of the window. So, God, first day. Can you imagine? First day on the job. I said, this can't be real. However, we made it through it. Got a good team here. I want to get a couple callers in, maybe. Nah, you know what? Maybe we'll... Let's see. I want to get Jim from Chicago in. Jim from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Office Tatum Show. Jim, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yes, sir.
You had a caller on the Democrat just real recent. And what makes me nuts is you ask him a question. I was raised Catholic schools, a fireman for a number of years, da-da-da-da-da. You ask a question, yes or no, then you go into your thing. All these Democrats I know, you ask them a question, they go right into CNN talking points. It makes me crazy. You know, it's like, come on, give me a specific. I don't really like Trump that much, but I'll tell you, I'll take him rather than this goofball we got now any day of the week. You know, it's insane. These people are nuts.
100%. Thank you, Jim, for calling in. That's one thing that I always wonder is, like, where do these people get off at? Like, you know, I'm not looking at Trump like he's my favorite person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see a lot of men that I respect more than Trump, but I still think the guy is a good dude. I mean, you know, I think he's a little rough around the edges in certain places. You know, he's not my pastor. You know, I don't know if me and Trump will be cool and we'll be friends. Obviously, we're on a whole different age demographic. But there's no way in the world that I think less of Trump that I wouldn't vote for him. That I think that he's doing such a bad job and his behaviors are so bad. I know people that have killed people. And y'all listening to their music today. They have murdered people. They got teardrops in their eye and y'all listening to their music. Girls out there slutting every day of the week. You think Donald Trump said grab him by the you know what? Nicki Minaj and all these people talking about all kind of stuff. And y'all millions of records sold.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.